Who wants to start? This is both our baby.
We made it. We finally made it.
I can't believe. I feel like this was so many years in the making, but we bought tickets in March, so.
But also, like, I've been waiting 15 years at the same time.
Yes. Yes. No, I was texting you. I was like, they got a show in Dover, Delaware.
That's go? That's part of a festival. Do you know that?
Yeah, I do know that.
Okay.
And I would literally just go in for them.
It's a very, very expensive festival because the Struts were there a couple years ago and I looked at it and I was like, nah.
Stupid capitalism, but that's right.
Yes.
But yeah, this was the performance of a lifetime for Leah and I. And I'm sure it was just another show for them.
Old man Gerard Way still got it.
Man, he's kicking it. He made so many Advil jokes. It was great.
I think we got to start at the beginning though.
Yes.
And our shopping adventures pre-show.
Oh, 100%.
So the show was in Raleigh. We stayed in Apex, which is like 20 minutes away. That's in North Carolina, if you're not, you know, geographically familiar with the East Coast. And we stayed in the cutest, like tiniest Airbnb.
It was cute though.
One bedroom and a futon. That was a very comfortable futon. And it had the cutest little downtown. It was like, it's your stereotypical Main Street USA. And
but
so
all the boutiques were so cute. Like, we went through so many little shops and then we found the shop.
The shop. We originally set out to go look at Vans in this one store and ended up shopping for an hour. But we saw this staircase that just said Glam Soldier. And there was a mannequin that had, I don't remember what the mannequin had on it, but it was an interesting looking mannequin. And we were like, let's go into this mysterious doorway. And the staircase leading up this doorway says Glam in these big letters. Then you turn to the left and there's just a bunch of pictures of Dolly Parton and Janis Joplin.
It was just like the biggest sign from the universe. Like, who would take our two arguably most favorite artists and just put them on a wall together?
So we went up the stairs and it's a whole store dedicated to Glam Soldier. The owner is a female veteran and she loves rock and roll and Dolly and Johnny Cash and Stevie Nicks and Janis Joplin, and their pictures are everywhere and they're for sale, but they also have the coolest fashion and the coolest accessories,
mm-hmm.
a bunch of like local handmade stuff. There were some sunglasses that were made pretty close by and somewhere in North Carolina. I'm not gonna pretend to know where. I got the coolest pair of earrings. They're gigantic. They're awesome. Lightning bolts. They're very on brand for this show. I wore them to the show, if you look at our pictures mm-hmm. from the show. So shout out to Glam Soldier. We love you. Go follow
literally
them on Instagram.
Was one of my favorite stores I've ever been in. Like, you know when you like go in a store and you're like, this is literally who I am?
Yeah.
Like you look at the clothing. Like, we've been in some of the boutiques and, you know, it's just kind of a style you see a lot. Not to be kind of simple on that, but you see
I'm
it.
I'm not a farmhouse like, pastel girl.
Yeah, we are not that. And you just walk in and I was just like, yeah, literally I would wear every single thing in here. And I would buy every single like picture frame they have. They have Johnny yes. Cash. They have a Stevie Nicks room, folks.
Yes.
Our first patron saint, there is a room dedicated to her. And I'm just telling you, they ship online. Like, I am actually planning to, around Christmas time, buy some of the pictures and build kind of like a podcast wall. I'm very excited. But oh, man, it's just, I need to find an excuse to go to Apex, North Carolina, but I don't have one yet.
I don't know if there is an excuse to go to Apex, North Carolina, other than staying at that one Airbnb that we stayed at. But yeah, we also, I got to experience the conveyor belt sushi for lunch.
Oh, yes.
That was a religious experience. I started out like, okay, this is pretty good. And then by the end, I was like, that's enough slices.
That's enough slices.
There's a lot of
sushi. Because literally you just like the first round of it, for those who don't know, it's not like pay by the plate. It's kind of just like you pay one price and it's all you can eat kind of thing. Did your door open?
Yeah, my door is open. Thanks to my cats. So it's, yeah. If you hear weird noises, guys, sorry.
Yeah. But well, she heard sushi. So she's like, excuse me, coming through.
That was Jarvis. He's just hungry.
Oh, but you know, you just have this temptation to take at least three or four plates like right away. And it's just like there's no reason for it. You take three or four plates. And then they have a little ordering screen where you can order crab rangoons and all that fun stuff. And you already hit that up. So by the time 10 minutes go in, you're like, holy shit.
I've eaten a lot of sushi.
Yeah, I need a nap. I need a real big nap after that. But it's one of Josh and I's favorite places to go in Raleigh. It's called Rock and Roll Sushi.
Go there if you're in the area.
It's awesome.
That, as Bethann said, it's not the best sushi in the world. Like, it's not winning any sushi awards, but the sheer quantity of sushi you can consume in one sitting is worth the price of admission.
Listen, I am a quantity versus quality kind of person sometimes.
This volcano roll slapped, though.
As the volcano roll was really, their sushi was actually very on point that day, but it's not always like that. So you have good sushi days, you have okay sushi days.
If you go, get the volcano roll.
Volcano roll and the Las Vegas roll is my favorite as well.
So good. Mm-hmm. But you're not here to listen to us talk about sushi. You're here to listen to us talk about the show, which I think we first need to start with the outside of the venue where the merch bus was, because I've never seen a merch bus at a stadium show. Normally it's like you got to go to the kiosks inside.
And this is 5 minutes before I made the best joke of my career, by the way.
We would roll down the window
because the line was weaving.
The line was weaving around. I'm not even kidding. The line was a half mile long, and that is not an exaggeration.
I've never seen anything like it. But because we all went to have drinks beforehand, me rolling down my window, you guys going to the show?
And everyone just stares because no one had a sense of humor next to where we were driving.
I thought it was hilarious.
Our car thought it was hilarious, but the people you asked
were
just like...
Except for one person in the car, you.
The one driving with her hazards on, trying to figure out where the hell we were supposed to park. We also shoved Josh in the back of my car.
Yeah, he was in the trunk.
I miscounted when I said we have room for three extra people in my car, not thinking about the fact when I said that Josh was in a separate car at that moment. So I didn't count him into this equation. So we go to load up the car with three other people. And I was like, well, you guys can either squish in the back seat or we're going to get real creative. So Josh rode in my trunk. I drive a Forester, so it's not really a trunk.
We had to have Tanner like close it. Usually it closes on its own, but
it would not close on its own.
It refused. So we had to manhandle it.
So I got extra people in my car. I'm driving to who knows where because they're just directing me places and they're all rolling in the windows going, are you going to the show? Are you going to the show?
I loved it. Peak humor. Peak humor.
We did eventually park. We got some sweet ass parking thanks to where our seats were as part of our box experience. So we parked right next to the merch bus that no one was in line for. And thank God we actually took the time to go to the merch bus before going inside. Because the line, I bet the line was an hour and a half long. And I'm not exaggerating.
It had to be.
I would not have waited in that line. So if you're going to a future show, if you can catch the bus outside, go to the bus outside.
It's 100% worth it. And may I just recommend the Castle shirt. I posted it on Twitter. It's a really cool design. It was my favorite design of it. And I was kind of on the fence, like, do I want to get a shirt? And I decided to go for it. My biggest gripe was it said New Jersey on it. And I just had to swallow my pride and realize it's not a big deal because I'm a New Yorker. Well, you know.
The irony was Gerard was wearing a New York shirt that night. So it all worked out.
Yes, it did. But that's just more of a New York humor joke for you. But when I, because I wore it the next day, and of course, as I do, I fell asleep in it, and I woke up like around 1 a.m. to use the restroom, and I looked down at my shirt, and it was glowing in the dark. I was so excited at 1 a.m. over this shirt. The fact that they put the care into making it glow in the dark, and no one knew about it.
Yeah,
they didn't promote it.
It didn't say glow in the dark on like the merch sticker.
Yeah, there wasn't a little bonus sticker that says glows in the dark too. Literally, it was the coolest like surprise ever.
Mine does not glow in the dark, but I got the long sleeve tour tee because I don't own any long sleeve tour tees. And it had a cool skeleton on it that's almost Black Parade, but not Black Parade.
Mm-hmm.
We'll say Black Parade inspired. But it is the softest shirt and I love it. I wore it to sleep that night because our Airbnb was so cold.
I needed a long sleeve shirt. What happens when you set it to 69?
It was not nice. So we went inside. We went to our box. We sat in our seats. We waited. We didn't wait that long. We got there really close to the show start. So
yeah.
First up was Soul Glow. They were a band.
Do you want me to talk about
Soul Glow? You can talk about Soul Glow because I have nothing nice to say.
Yeah, she has nothing to say because they were old school hardcore. And I want to drive this point home because a lot of people will come to My Chemical Romance. I'm not going to mention names, but they will come to My Chemical Romance expecting that kind of style. But you all need to remember where My Chemical Romance came from. And it is from that scene that Soul Glow represents. So for me, it was a great moment. One, because I love hardcore. But two, you all need to remember the roots of this movement and thank the hardcore gods that birthed My Chemical Romance.
Well,
I'm just saying.
I was indifferent towards them. I was like, you know, whatever. They're the first opener. They'll play like 5 songs. And so people started Googling the lyrics that were with us. And I was like, oh, how the hell do these guys get on this bill? Because their songs were not appropriate.
Oh, I didn't hear any of the lyrics.
They were saying the N-word left and right. They were talking
about... Oh, I missed that.
Like, yeah. So...
Oh. Well, how about that?
I guess there was a reason they were only on that one date. Because they're somewhat local to Raleigh, I think. But...
They're from Philly.
So I don't know how they got it. Why are they down here?
I did not know that. How about that? Yeah.
That's what... When... I forget one of the guys' names... who was with us, he pulled up the lyrics and I went, there were lyrics to that song? Because I couldn't understand what he was saying. And he was like, no, you got to look at them. And I was like, oh.
To be fair, the sound mixing wasn't that great.
They got the shittiest sound mixing.
Yeah. And so I was just going with the bops, with the beats.
There was a 3-person mosh pit.
It was cute. It was real cute.
For them. It was a dude in white and the 2 guys next to him. You could see him from where we were sitting. They were just like, very gently punching each other, and that was the mosh.
I love it. I love it so much. And then Turnstile came on.
I did like Turnstile. They were much better.
Turnstile is, so those are homies as far as for like, they go back to like 2013, like 2012, 2010, right around there. So they've been in the scene for a while, and this album, Glow On, is propelling them. Oddly enough, to like Jimmy Kimmel status and playing Tiny Desk. And it's for Josh and I, it's kind of like, it's weird to see them
in a stadium
at this high, because the shows that they usually play, it's like small clubs and you can watch footage of it. It's really fun. Like people running on stage and then jumping into the crowd. Like that's just kind of the scene. Like you just jump on stage and you jump over to other people and it's just
chaos. They had a much better mosh pit, I will add, than the 3-person mosh pit.
Way better mosh pit. But I'm really happy for Turnstile though, because it's just like, you know, Josh more than me, but you know, we've known them from the scene, and watching them blow up is like really exciting. Like it's a really good representation, because Turnstile is a mix between hardcore and pop punk, like a harder pop punk with like hardcore influences. And I love that album to begin with, Glow On. So it was really good to hear the whole thing, pretty much.
And their lead singer is the nerdiest guy. Like he does not fit the image of Turnstile. No. I don't feel like. And I loved it. But
that's how they all dress though. That's literally how they've always dressed.
It's adorable. I loved him so much. And I also loved, there was a girl on the very front barricade who had bright green hair that we could see from up top. And she was so hello, Ahsoka. She was so into Turnstile's set. Like, she knew every word. I think she must have been there for them. Like,
I think
partially.
So.
And so on the last song, the lead singer came down and, like, specifically went up to her and, like, held her hand. And I loved that moment for her. It was very cute to witness.
Yeah. And then after he left, she, like, collapsed over the rail.
Yes.
She literally just had a religious experience.
That made her life.
Yes.
Now I'm distracted by the fact that my cat is now walking all over my workspace. Hello.
She coming up to the mic to say something.
She's ready to knock shit off my desk, apparently. Would you get off that part of my... Thank you. Goodbye.
I thought you were going to, like, throw her.
No, just
the way you grabbed her was just going to be like, whew.
Ahsoka. Okay. And then it was My Chemical Romance time, which... From where we were sitting, we got to see them enter. So we our little section started the cheer, if you will.
Yes.
of them coming on. First song, Gerard walks out with a bandage on his head. So I'm still confused about.
I think it was like a gym experience because he had like it over his eye. He wore
short shorts the next day too.
But he had like it over his eye and it looks like it was bleeding. But if you look, it is fake blood.
It's fake blood. And
yeah, so it's a costume of some sort.
I don't know, because he wore very short shorts and he wore them again the next day, which is like weirdly out of character, I feel like, for him.
Yeah,
he doesn't strike me as a short shorts man. But
but he is now a short shorts man. Let me tell you,
he has that very impressive calves.
Those calves, man. The first half, you know, is just emo boy. He's preserved that very well. The second half,
the bottom
is
half.
Like someone did CrossFit just on the lower half. Just on
it's
the
all
lower
that
half.
Stage running he's been doing.
Yeah, he has been doing a calisthenics almost on the stage.
But we were reminded that Gerard is, 45, I think, is what we determined.
Yes.
By the fact that after the third song, he stopped the set and said, I really need to take some Advil. And so the lights dim and he comes back and he goes, you know, my 13-year-old daughter tried to make M&Ms at the M&M place that said, orange M&Ms that said Advil, but they wouldn't let her. And then he said something else. She tried something else and they wouldn't let her either.
Did you see the video of like the spotlight trying to follow him when he was taking Advil? And then he just did this like go away move, like go scram.
He's so funny. His he little cracks me asides up. Are the funniest part.
Man, he hasn't changed. He has not changed in years.
He, other than his hair not being black and being slightly shorter, he's exactly the same.
Yeah.
Ahsoka found something to eat on the floor, so I don't know.
Oh, that's okay.
The show overall, amazing sound mixing, I will say, first off.
Yes.
Unlike Soul Glow, the rest of the bands were fine sound mixing. I haven't been to a stadium show since August 2019. Forgot how loud they are.
Yeah, well, like Rage Against the Machine was my first stadium show. Wow. And that was July 31st, so this was my second stadium show, which was August 26th, which feels like it's two stadium shows in practically a month lapse time
at the same stadium.
Yeah, but I mean, I loved it. Like I mean, a younger me would have like fought to be on the rail, but it was like this like perfect, like, I hate to stereotype us as this, but this elder emo moment, because we are in the box seats, like we are above the children.
You're above the and presence.
But we also are watching from our little box seat eating mozzarella sticks. And we're like, good. This is good. The youngs are taking our mantles. Like, it was his passing of the mantle.
The girls in front of us were definitely like not significantly younger, but they were younger than us.
Yeah. And you know, like, this brings up another point. Like, so I was looking around at people and things like that. You know, what really struck out to me is, one, there's a lot of younger people, which just shows the longevity of My Chemical Romance. And plus, they've had a resurgence in the past couple years with TikTok. And the whole emo movement is kind of coming back. But what really struck me is like, they're literally dressing exactly the same.
Yeah, as we did. Corsets and fishnets.
I'm
and
telling
chokers.
You. I literally looked. I'm like, you might as well just put me back in 2006.
2006 Hot Topic threw up on that stadium.
Literally, that's how I felt, though. It brought me right back in time. And it was really cool to see like another generation of emo kids rising up, like I said, kind of carrying the mantle, kind of being the next set of that. Mm-hmm. It was really cool.
It was pretty evenly split, I'd say, between like 17-year-olds and 30-year-olds.
Yeah. Yeah. There was one like on the third level, like you can look up by us, and someone had brought their 3-year-old child or something like that, 4-year-old child.
Yeah, he had little earmuff or ear protector things on.
And I'm like, this kid, this is the stories we hear on our podcast of people going to go see a band at 5 years old and then they pick up an instrument. So we'll see that kid on stage in 20 years.
He's going to be a guitar player.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what to say. Oh, my one complaint, and this is just about PNC Arena, not about the band, is why the fuck didn't they drop down the Jumbotron so we could see what was happening?
They didn't do that at Rage either.
I've only been to like one stadium show recent memory to where I remember what they did. But in Charlotte, yeah. I forget, the Spectrum Center, I think is what it is. They had like 20 screens, it felt like, so you could see everything. They had two on either side of the stage and two further back. And I'm pretty sure there was one like in the ceiling so the side people could see. Mm-hmm. So we only had two screens on either side of the stage, and from where we were sitting, I couldn't see either of them. And so I was like just watching Itty Bitty Gerard run around down there, and I'm like, I'd really like to see his face right now. Be nice if those four video screens hanging from the ceiling were working.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why they don't do that, but
I don't know why either. Like, it was definitely like, you think they would utilize it, but I was annoyed for Rage for that, especially because
you guys were behind.
We were practically behind the stage. I mean, we still saw a lot more during Rage's set than Run the Jewels, just how their stage format was set up. But still, like, they had like videos going on during Rage's performance. That was impressive, Ahsoka.
What the fuck?
Man, for those listening, she literally jumped up onto Leah's chair, like leaped from the door entrance to her chair, and then looked at her, jumped right off and ran away.
I didn't know it was happening until she almost hit me in the head.
Yes. But yeah, so like, I wish someone would like just put that shit on a screen so everyone can see. It just seems like it doesn't make sense. Now she's shutting your door.
She's shutting herself in here. She's wild tonight. PNC Arena. Not that you're listening, but if you are, do something about the screen situation.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Other than that, I like it as a venue.
Yeah, it was great. They had lots of security. Like, lots of security. I mean, stadiums have to have security, but...
Yeah. There was also a lot of people passing out the show.
Yeah, but they've also probably been in line since yesterday, like the day before. That's true. So that's their fault.
That's true. But they had cool. Gerard had to make him do a step back.
Yeah, and it was nice. I don't know if it was the venue or the band, but they were passing out waters to whoever needed them in the first like 8 rows of barricade, which was, I've never seen a venue do that before.
Yeah, that was really good of them.
I mean, it was like cases of water lined up, so. But they still had someone pass, like, two people pass out, I think.
Two people pass out, saw. Yeah.
I'm sure there might have been more. Be safe in the pit, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Hydrate. Don't lock your knees out. If you feel faint, maybe get out of the pit.
Yes.
Don't be,
get out of the pit.
Don't embarrass
Don't
yourself.
Wait. Yeah. Don't get manhandled by a security guard.
Okay, that security guard, though, this dude jumps over the barricade into the pit. Big, like, football player man scoops this woman up and manages to climb back out over the barricade.
Yeah, it was
holding
impressive.
Her. And I've never seen anyone do that before.
It was very impressive.
They had so many large men working security. They could pick up anybody or break up any fight. That was the My Chemical Romance experience. There's still a lot of dates left, so go if you can.
It is so worth it, and I'm still holding out for an album. Like, I keep looking at the merch, and I keep seeing Swarm, and I keep looking at the merch bus, and I'm just like, there's got to be some. This cannot be the end of it.
It's a lot of merch for just one song that has flies in the video.
Exactly. And so I think at the end of this tour, they're going to announce an album coming out, is my hope, or at least like an EP or something like that, a little bit longer of an EP. But I really do feel like there's new music coming. And if it's what we've heard from Foundations of Decay, I am beyond excited.
Here for it.
Beyond.
I swear, this cat, she's just like eating herself around the room right now. That's why I don't want you in here when we're recording. Ahsoka.
She's getting a lot of mentions because I'm not editing her out.
No, this is
never
the unedited
edit
episodes.
Ones. Yes.
Speaking of unedited episodes, there will be more of these very soon because in 12 days, we both have another show.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get Blue Ridge Year 2 recap from Beth Ann.
You know, you might as well put that one on during the commute because it's probably going to be an hour.
We're going to have to record these separately, probably. It's going to be so long. And then... I am seeing Harry in Madison Square Garden, and
that's so exciting.
It's gonna be amazing. Like, every morning I wake up and I'm like, 12 more days until Harry. 11 more days. It's 12 right now, but there's a countdown mentally in my mind, and we're finally at the point where I can say next weekend, and that feels weird. That feels very weird, but
it's gonna be so good.
Stay tuned for more concert recaps. And I think that's the end.
That's the end.
Episode. I have nothing clever to sign off on this.
I don't either, other than go listen to My Chemical Romance. Go listen to Turnstile.
You can go listen see them to Soul Glow at your own risk.
Yes. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.